Right off the bat, yes, I recognize in this scripture there is a lot of misogyny. Give your daughters away in marriage. Give your women away so that everything can be good. Let them be married. Give them in marriage. We don't do that anymore, but it is the time. And I don't want to ignore that, but I want to get a different message from here. And it starts off kind of with a negative message, as in, we can't do that. The people in exile might have been saying, we can't do that. Might have been saying other things too, but like, nowadays we might say, if only I had a better job, I would be happier. If only I had a better teacher, I could learn better. I can't make a difference at all until I feel better. Oh, I have so much debt. I have to get my stuff in order to do anything else. Or angry. I can't do anything at all until I'm not angry. How about stuff that we hear here? If only there were more people, we'd be doing better. We can't do that now. There's just not enough. We're not going to do any better until we start singing the right songs again. We shouldn't be helping other people until we can take care of ourselves. You may have heard some of those, all of them at some point or another, may have said them. But God's message to a people in exile really had it a lot worse than we do. A people who had seemingly nothing to look forward to, even though some people were saying, rise up, get out of here. People who said really nothing was going to be good until they had back what they needed. Until we get back our stuff, it's going to be awful. Jeremiah 29:5, here's the advice. Build houses, live in them, plant gardens, and eat what they produce. You wait till things get better, they never will. Make them better now. Be the church now. God will be what the future requires. There's the message in that. Do your best to make it work. Do your best to make things better where you are right now. If you do your best to make things better where you are right now, things will be better for you where you are right now. So in Jeremiah 29:1-14, kind of the whole thing, Jeremiah gave a pep talk. He also, though, was telling the people in exile that it was time to give up on the dream of returning home and instead make home where they were. Yeah. Give up on the dream? Really? Should we give up on the dream? Is that the message? Do your best with what's going on, sure, but give up on what things could be like? Give up on justice? Give up on peace? In not just today's political climate, it seems like there is only this or only this. If you think this, there's no way you have any compassion for this. And if you think this, there's no way you have any compassion for that. And some of it might be true. But is it possible to make the best of things here and now while continuing the struggle for what can be? Is making the best of things really just settling for what is and giving up on what can be? No. You can think this and still have compassion and respect for that. I wish we could get there in society. Maybe some people have, but boy, it doesn't seem like a lot of people have. Usually it's more like, what about what I want? I want things to be like they used to be. I don't want anything to change. It's always time to honor and celebrate the good from the past, right? It's always time to look ahead toward the future. Holding on to what is helpful as the future arrives and letting what is not helpful, go away. And there's never a right time to stop struggling for a just and peaceful world. There's never a time to stop working together for equality and kindness and a way for all of God's children to be able to have enough. The courage to continue working for justice and the need to be persistent in that work never goes away. So there's a balance, or there's a together. Maybe it's not even balance. Maybe it's just all at the same time. I do think that many places in our lives, in our churches, in our communities, all over the world, we have to put away some of that. Where's mine? And how come they get that and I don't mentality? And just do our best to make things work. Make them better. Do your best. Make the best of what is. Work hard to improve what is into something good. They're all good bits of advice. It's especially good advice in a world marked by caustic and toxic comments relating to, well, you name it, territories, politics, wedge issues. Especially good advice when it's so easy to cave to the us versus them attitudes that are so easy to fall into. Can we stop wishing for the destruction of our enemies and our adversaries and instead pray for them? I mean, that is what we're supposed to do as people of the church, as people who follow Jesus. Can we stop arguing with our brothers and sisters, even right here, and instead find things we can do together to make things better? Can we do our best to continue to make plans for living positively the way things are while looking forward in hope to what can be? Of course we can. The Reverend Jan Edmiston, she's the Associate Executive Presbyter for Ministry in the Presbytery of Chicago. She writes a blog. Here's what she said. The 21st century church is about relationships, not regulations. We are about community, not crackdowns. We're about pleasing God, not pleasing ourselves. If you unpack that, relationships instead of regulations, that's like seeking to get to know one another and to attend to one another instead of making everyone mold to a certain standard. Community instead of crackdowns. Appreciating the life that we share as a collective instead of expecting that one kind of behavior is all that is allowed. And then pleasing God instead of pleasing ourselves. Maybe that's easy as the church, and maybe it's not, because we got a lot of different ways of looking at what is pleasing. Even a lot of different ways right here in the pews of people in their belief and what does it mean to please God? And am I supposed to please God? Aren't I supposed to work together for the common good? So wherever you are on that, how about following God's vision instead of our own agenda? I know. How do we know God's vision? Well, we spent a lot of time and we think we're kind of right there and we're working toward that. But just at the core there, following God's vision instead of our own agenda. How do you check that? I'm not sure. You do check it against the two rules. Does it follow love God and love everyone else? If it does, you're on the right track. How about working together for the common good instead of what benefits the powerful? Sure. How about living out justice and peace instead of greed and conflict? Seems pretty Christian. Yeah, all that. The good stuff. The good part of that. That's what the church is about. That's why we gather together. That's why we sing together. That's why we pray together. That's why we give together. Give. Am I going to talk about money? I'm going to talk about money. And our time and our talent. You know, we give to do our best now and to look forward in hope to what can be. We give to help and to plan for living into the vision that God has for us and for God's church. Caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. Not just in the future, now, and in the future. How much are we going to give? That's stewardship season. You know, we give as God guides. In the stewardship material that you got in the mail or things that you can pick up, there's little charts. Give this much. Really, you give as God guides. And what does that mean? We give out of thankfulness for what God has done, is doing, and will continue to do. We give because it's God's call that we give. Not so that you'll get a prayer shawl or not so that your blessings will be multiplied. That doesn't work. We give because it's part of what we do when we're together in this. We give when we're happy. And we give when we're sad. We give when we agree with what's going on. And we give when we don't agree with what's going on. We give of our resources and our very selves to do our best now and to live into God's vision. So let's be the church together. God will be what the future requires. God is what now requires. God was what then required. Let's remember that God gives us hope and a future. Amen.